But the net income figures, as you cited them on television, are absolutely accurate, and farm income is higher, and net farm income particularly, because there are fewer farms, is substantially higher than it has been. And wheat farmers are the best off of any farmers in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why this was a bitch to have to go to an election.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was another one of those things.
We got to get our public relations so that for the next week or so, when they keep saying that we're punishing the farmers now, it's easy, we ought to get a good bill by, we got to have a slogan saying that, you know, this is, we got to get a good way of getting our story
right
out.
And this is what we're working on,
okay,
to the victor goes the spoils, and I think that they won the election, now they're entitled to it, we'll keep pounding it.
Yeah, that this any new bill would just be farmers have chosen, right, okay,
right.
Final.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
George?
Jack.
How are you?
Yeah.
Listen, I want to thank you for your help on the coffee thing. He tells me we wouldn't have gotten it by if it hadn't been for you. It would have been an awful blow to us if he had failed.
Mike was in trouble. I thought we had to do something about it.
Yeah,
and,
well.
I was working up here, and then you turned Dixon, got him on the right track.
Well,
has it been held
to pay? Oh, God, geez, those coffee countries. We got enough trouble in Latin America.
Right.
Well, that was fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good
okay
job.
Thanks
right
for
on
calling.
Okay, bye-bye. I understood this from the fellow that you've got over there now is not as good as Norm Paul in the liaison with the Congress.
Well, we thought Dave McGifford was pretty good. I see Roland Evans says he isn't.
Oh, I see. Well, that may be, that Stu may have told him that, do you think? Does he,
Well, Stu has done a lot of talking. I don't know where Roland Evans got all that story from today, but I know Stu keeps calling me about this whole
thing. Yeah, he's very exercised about it, but it's a rather difficult problem to because you don't have anybody particularly who can take your place, and on the other hand, to pass over Nitzy is, in any case, we can talk to Bob about it again when he comes down, though. When he left, he was still going ahead with Paul. In my opinion, we ought to, if we're going that way, we ought to go, because otherwise it just builds up.
I think so. I do think one thing, Mr. President, that is we ought to get somebody else over here in public affairs.
Yeah.
Bob's got to have somebody who's going to be more helpful to him than Sylvester Israel, somebody in addition. I was wondering about Bill Atwood, if any chance we could use him when he gets back.
Yeah, what about, do you think this fellow in liaison with the Congress is any good? You think he is, do you?
I think he is. I've talked a lot of congressmen about him. I haven't found with any second thoughts about him, but maybe Larry.
Why don't you check on, I'll have Larry check on that.
Yeah.
Then we could, I don't know whether Atwood would take the job of Sylvester's job. Well, I hadn't even thought of that. Good. Okay, I'll check into that.
All right,
good.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going up with you.
Right, I'll find. Come on. Right on, fine.
Be right on time.
Listen, Ms. Meany, I want to thank you for your help in that Canadian thing.
Well, we didn't get anywhere yet. We're working at it.
Good, fine. Well, it's, so it's...
We've been meeting with them today for about an hour and a half. And
yeah.
I hope that we can get some, but up to now we haven't been able to get
them. Well, I appreciate you working on it. Right. Thanks, Meany.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Yes, please.